平安，今天真的很高兴来这里，谢谢牧师邀请我们来分享。今天的讲道跟一般的讲道有一点不一样。
So today's sharing is a little different than your average sermon.
在基督教的圣经里，有一本书叫做《使徒行传》。
In the book of Acts, we see missionaries going to many places to share the gospel.
So, 传教士去很多地方传福音，但是他们回来的时候，他们把教会报告。
And whenever they would come back, they would give a report to their churches.
我读这个经文啊，是《使徒行传》14章。
So we'll read from Acts 14, 27 and 28.
他们一到哪里就聚集了会众述说上帝及他们所行的一切事，并且上帝怎样为外邦人开了信道的门，而人在哪里同门徒住了一段日子。
And you can see the English right there.
所以今天我们要分享上帝如何透过我们开拓教会的工作改变台湾人的心。
So today we will share how God has used our church planting ministry to truly change hearts in Taiwan.
但是我们先要感谢 CSCBC， 因为我们已经在台湾服侍上帝13年多，你们不断的支持我们，也为我们祷告，所以感谢你们。
But we especially would like to thank CSCBC for your continuous financial and prayer support during our last 13 years in Taiwan.
可能有一些弟兄姊妹们不太认识我们，我是那个帅帅的外国人 Thomas.
Maybe some of you don't know that him. He thinks he's very handsome.
我太太是 Jennifer.
And I'm Jennifer.
And 我们有两个小孩Ashley 跟 Tyler. 这个我们真的很感谢你们支持我们。他来这里的我太太来这里的夏令营主日学，她真的开始认识耶稣。
So it was when I was actually growing up in this church, going to Sunday school and VBS, that I really started to get to know the Lord.
我们跟两个孩子 Ashley and Tyler 在嘉义县中埔乡建立了一间教会。名字叫三和福音教会。
So when we went to Zhongpu as a family, we started a church called the San He Gospel Church.
可是我们刚到Zhongpu的时候，一个人都不认识。
But when we first came to Zhongpu, we basically were starting from scratch. We didn't know a single person.
这个传福音的工作真的很难，碰到的人大部分都排斥基督教。
This was hard because most of the people we met really rejected Christianity.
因为当地的宗教信仰是拜拜，包括道教跟佛教。
Most people believed in traditional folk religions and a combination of Taoism and Buddhism.
你可以看这个是我们教会 ，and 中部是 0.3% 基督徒而已。
So you can see that Zhongpu, where we were, was only 0.3% Christian.
可以说我们是完全从头开始。
We started from scratch.
我们传福音传了好久才有信徒，又过了好久才开始能够成立小组，然后有了主日礼拜。
We had to pass several years of evangelism before we even saw converts, and several years after that before we started small groups and a Sunday worship service.
为了让你们想象这个传福音的过程，我先分享一个一位女孩叫做 Claire 的故事。
So to help you understand how long the evangelistic process is, we'd like to share a story of a girl named Claire.
她是我太太好朋友。
She was a good friend of mine.
我们刚到中埔的时候，我们常去一家文具店买东西。
So when we first got to Zhongpu, we often went to a stationery store to buy things.
So 在哪里我们认识老板的女儿。她对外国很有兴趣，所以他们开始固定聚会。
And that's where we met Claire, who was very interested in foreigners, so we started meeting up regularly.
我太太开始慢慢地跟她传福音。
I gradually started evangelizing to her.
但是我们碰到一个问题。
But there was a problem.
这是第一个问题。因为她父母很传统，而且她负责家里的拜拜，她很排斥信耶稣。
Her family was extremely traditional in their idol worship, and she even herself really rejected Christ.
Jennifer 差不多十年多继续跟她读经, 有的时候一对一, 有的时候是小组一起, 对。
It took me 10 years to reach her, both through one-on-one Bible study and through group studies.
其实, 她有一天说她要信主, 可是不愿意放弃偶像。
So one day she said, I'm ready to believe in God, but not ready to give up my idols.
几年后她愿意不拜，可是还要拿香。
Then she said, okay, fine, I won't do the idol worship, but I still want to take incense in front of my idols.
几年后她不拿香, 也固定来教会，可是还不愿意跟父母说她信了耶稣。
Then after that, she said, okay, fine, I'll give it up. I'll go to church, but I can't let my parents know that I believe in Christ.
同时,她家有面对很多精力压力,身体的问题。
And this whole time, her whole family had financial troubles, health problems, and then through all of that, we kept on reaching out to them and caring for them.
所以我们家很努力地继续关心他们,终于我们有一个praise,虽然先有一个problem,现在有一个praise,一个赞美。
So finally, after that huge problem, we come to a praise.
终于今年的三月,她愿意休息。
This March, she was finally ready after 10 years to be baptized.
虽然父母不支持,但是他们也不排斥Claire的信仰。
She did tell her parents, and even though they didn't say she couldn't, they didn't exactly support her decision either.
所以透过这个故事,你可以了解这个过程真的要很多时间。
So this shows you that the process of conversion in Taiwan is very, very slow.
我们是从美国回去台湾, 是2017年。
So our most recent term in Taiwan started in 2017.
那时候我们教会还很小。
At that time, our church was still very small.
只有一些人会固定来。
And very few people came to worship regularly.
但是不多久碰到第二个 problem。
But then there was problem number two.
我自己的膀胱开始真的很不舒服。
He had severe bladder pain.
去好几间医院，在台湾也看蛮多医生，但是我一直痛，所有的台湾医生都没有办法解决这个问题。
In Taiwan, he went to many doctors, many hospitals, and no one knew what to do.
所以我们决定要回来美国看美国医生。
So we decided to come back to the U.S. for medical leave and to figure out what the problem was.
我们发现我的膀胱缺了皮包，像这样子。
So he has a condition called interstitial cystitis, which is where the lining of the bladder becomes very thin.
所以这个会让我非常非常痛。
It's very painful.
但是三个月后，我们可以感谢主，我的 状况比较稳定一点，所以我们回去台湾了。
But fortunately, after 3 months of medical leave, he did get recovered enough for us to go back to Taiwan.
虽然有这个很大的生命问题，但是有另外一个praise。
So even though we had this huge problem, we also had a praise.
感谢主，我的软弱引发会有的刚强。
Thanks to our weaknesses, it led to our church members to become stronger.
因为我是他们的牧师，但是我上个月在美国，都不在台湾。
Without a pastor, they had to care for each other and to serve.
所以他们开始更热心地彼此相爱，彼此关心。他们开始主动找服事的机会，一起清理教堂，像这样子，准备爱宴，教主日学带领敬拜等等。
So they sought out ways to serve, like cleaning the building, preparing the Sunday school, Sunday lunch, and leading worship, as well as caring for each other.
牧师不在，教会更好。So,
I won't say that.
以前这些全部是传教士在做，慕道友之来享受的。
And so when they had to step up and serve, they found that their own spiritual lives grew.
而且当他们开始服侍的时候，就发现他们属灵生活也越来越丰富，真的越来越丰富，也开始对教会的服侍感。
When they started doing things that we would just do for them, then they had a greater sense of belonging.
So this 个过程提醒我们，今天的经文格林伯后书我在念。
So this leads us to 2 Corinthians 12:9-10.
上帝对保罗说：“我的恩典是够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上，显得完全。因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。”过了一阵子，又碰到另外一个问题，第三个问题。
So after a while, we encountered problem number three.
我们内地会，我们的机构叫做内地会的团队，有碰到一些冲突。
Our organization, which is called OMF and started by Hudson Taylor, our team, missionary team, started having some conflicts.
一对宣教士夫妇决定回去他们邦国纽西兰。这个给我们真的很深刻的伤痕。
Some of our closest coworkers decided to go home to New Zealand, give up the missionary life, and this led to a really deep hurt for us.
我们体会到连宣教士也会不完美。
We found out that missionaries, like any other people, are not perfect.
连宣教士也需要上帝的恩典来医治破碎人际关系。
Missionaries also need God's grace to help overcome the barrier of broken relationships.
但是虽然有这个很大的 problem, 有另外一个 praise.
But even though there was a big problem, there was yet a bigger praise.
我们教会的崇拜人数一直上升。
Our church numbers kept on growing.
甚至有一个会有每个礼拜都邀请邻居或新朋友来我们教会。
There's even a woman at church who would invite every week a different person to church.
虽然大部分没有继续留着，可是他们还是有崇拜中很享受耶稣的爱。
So even though most of them didn't stay, every single one of them got to experience God's love for the first time.
So 因为这样子，我们的信仰越来越扩大。
So in this way, our work continued to grow. God's kingdom was increasing.
但是你们可能已经学习过我们的生活，又碰到另外一个问题。
You can guess this next part.
哎呦，这个比较严重。有一天，我们一起骑摩托车，我们竟然发生车祸。
So one day when we were on our scooter, we had a big car accident.
他骑摩托车大概是三年多了，从来没有发生车祸。
So I have ridden a scooter for more than 13 years and have never been in any sort of accident.
而且这个车祸真的不是一个小事。
And it wasn't even a little accident.
连在旁边看的人说大卡车撞上我们以后 Jennifer 的身体飞到空中。
We were hit by a truck and even the people who nearby who saw us saw me flying into the air and thought that I had died.
他们都以为他一定会死了。可是我们可以感谢主。他没有，他还活着。
Obviously, I'm still here.
他的锁骨断掉了，肩膀都有受伤，总共开两次刀。
But I broke my collarbone, my ligaments in the shoulder were all torn up, and I had to have two surgeries.
但是虽然已经碰到是个很大的问题，有另外一个赞美。
So even though this is the fourth problem, we have yet the fourth praise.
不管什么困难都无法拦阻上帝的国度。
There's nothing that can stop God's kingdom.
那时候因为我们几个传教士的力量真的有限，教会中抵挡的领导人开始参与，他们开始固定来开会，而且也决定把我们三合福音教会的名字改成三合福音教会。
Because I was unavailable for a while and we were short on manpower, our coworkers started meeting more regularly, doing more for the church, and then even decided to change the name from the Sanha Gospel Center to the Sanha Gospel Church.
一个好例子是赖大哥，他在唱歌这里。
So one example is Lai, Brother Lai, who's here in the picture.
他是退休的警察，刚来我们教会的时候，他很严肃，也很少讲话。
So he, when he first came to the church, because he is a retired policeman, he was really stern and very spoke very infrequently.
说实在有很多人怕他，我也怕他。
Actually, even the missionaries were scared of him.
包括宣教士和同工们，可是我们去车祸的时候，他很帮我太太的车祸对方沟通。
But when I had my accident, because he's kind of a police expert, he helped me work things out with the other person in the accident.
有一次他甚至陪我太太去做复健，因为他说看到上帝的仆人那么辛苦，真的很可怜。One
time he even went with me to physical therapy because he said, oh, it's so sad to see God's servants suffering in this way.
So 后来他 又代替我们带领诗歌，每个主日用大笑容欢迎新朋友，成为很认真的同工。So
he went from being that stern guy to leading worship almost every week and greeting people.
我们办教会，他上台了，跟大家分享他生命中的改变，把荣耀归给上帝。
Sometime last year, we had our church's first retreat, and during that time, he went up and shared how God had been working in his life.
回来之后，他常常帮我们准备我们facilities和办活动，甚至跟我们一起去公园传福音的。So
when we came back, he helped us with our facilities, with planning events, and even helped us doing evangelism in the park. He was really one of our key co-workers.
从开始我们 就很清楚的知道我们最后的目标是要把教会完全交托给上帝，上帝的当地人。So
from the very beginning, we knew that our main goal was to be able to set up this church and then hand it over to local leader.
这个不是一个外国教会，希望是当地教会。所以因此我们一直在寻找适合的牧羊人，可是真的很不容易找到。
So the whole time we were looking for a suitable candidate to take over as pastor, but it was really hard to find.
因为这种人要接受薪水不高的生活。
This person had to live a simple life.
一群常常不容易带领的羊，有不稳定的上班时间。
He had to work with, well, difficult people, and he had to have uncertain work hours.
牧师也需要自己了解 基层基节人的想法。
The pastor also had to be working class himself so he could understand the people in the church.
但是2019年时候，圣约跟以家开始来我们教会。
So in 2019, two people called Jordan and Bella started coming to our church.
他们已经从神学院毕业了。
They had already graduated from seminary.
有两个女儿，一个刚出生，一个一岁多。
So you can see they had two young kids, one just born, and then the other about 1.5 years old.
但是他们很紧张，也觉得一般生活压力太大。他们跟我们说，很想以后做我们教会的牧师，可是觉得
So they were generally stressed and frazzled all the time, but they did say that they wanted eventually to leave the church, just needed some time. So gradually we taught them how to lead a church and how they needed to improve. As you can guess, there's another problem with this.
Another one. Oh. 一个问题是他真的
The first problem is he wasn't exactly the friendliest guy. He would come to church and then stand on the side and not really talk to anybody. He also had some severe marriage problems with his wife.
不过几个月后，Jordan的肠胃要开刀。
And then a few months later, he had to have abdominal surgery.
医生手术出错。 没有把肠胃结好，结果造成有血栓。
So unfortunately, the doctor, after doing the surgery, kind of incorrectly attached the stomach to the intestine, and so it led to a life-threatening infection.
那时候教会很帮忙他们，我们常常顾他们的孩子，其实对我们来说很像重新生小孩一样。
So the church helped them a lot during this time, and we particularly took a lot of care of their kids, and it kind of felt like having a toddler in the house all over again.
但是我们可以有一个praise，感谢主百分之百医好Jordan，让他跟他老婆能正常的回去服侍。
But praise God, God let him make a full recovery, and his wife and him returned to serving it full time again.
And 他也越来越亲切。
He was more friendly.
他的婚姻有进步,
His marriage got better.
所以三个月以前, 他成为三合福音教会的牧师。
So about 3 months ago, we actually ordained him as our the official pastor of the Sanhe Gospel Church.
所以你现在知道这个, 4年的过程, 我们要给你看一个5分钟的影片。
So now that we've kind of explained what we've done in the past 4 years, we'd like to summarize with a video. I'm sorry that the zimu are kind of small, but hopefully you can see the words to the song below.
这首歌是我太太写的。
I wrote the song, not the music, the lyrics.
The lyrics.
Jungle without knowing anyone. No church is nearby, but we wanted to plant one. In that first term, we walked the streets, went to the bar, held English class to let his light shine through the dark. Always unpredictable, but in the end,
we're
thank you for this time in our lives. Our second term was pretty rough right from the start. Activities. We made a gospel center for the Taiwanese. It's always unpredictable, but in the end was right. Thank you for this time in our life. Back to the church, I thought we looked so missionaries going to share the gospel. We started Bible studies hoping they would last. Although our focusing on reaching working class, always unpredictable, but in the end was right. Thank you for this time in our lives. Our meetings got so big we had to change venue. We started weekly Sunday service and time group. More converts and a sense of fellowship began. Son of Gospel Church emerged in God's good plan. It's always unpredictable, but in the end was right. But thank you for this time in our life. But the message was more challenging today. Training a pastor with an already full plate. But after mentorship and prayer over it all, he and church co-workers are ready for the call. It's always unpredictable, but in the end was right. Thank you for this time in our lives. quite impossible, but it turned out all right. We're ready for the next stage in our lives.
所以明年大概6月，我们会去台湾的时候，我们会搬到新的地方，嘉义县，新港。
So when we go back to Taiwan next June, we hope to move to a place called Qinggang, which is also in Jiayi County.
我觉得在台湾这个是最困难的地方。
This might be one of the hardest places to reach in all of Taiwan.
希望上帝会让我们在哪里重新建立教会。
But we hope to plant a church there.
你们听过北港这个地方吗 ？OK, 那边的很有名。
So Taiwanese people know of this famous temple in Beigang.Which is a Matsu temple.
新港在北港隔壁也有在台湾很有名的妈祖庙。
So 新港 also has a famous Matsu 庙。
So 这个是一个问题。
They're next to each other, yeah.
有人说北港的庙比较灵，另外人说新港的庙更灵。
So you could call them rival temples.
新港人口差不多30,000，大部分的人不是农。
So in Qinggang, there's a population of about 30,000, and most of them are farmers, although there are also people who do business that's related to the temple.
那边只有一间有弱有小的教会。
There's one really small, really old, and not healthy church.
但是我们可以感谢上帝，我们已经有认识一个当地牧师，他愿意跟我们一起服事。
But praise God, we actually already know a pastor from Jiayi who quit his job as pastor and now wants a church plant with us.
而且上帝已经给我们一个地方，我们可以一起小组，一起敬拜。
Also, the Lord has provided a place for us that we could have a meeting if we need to do that.
传福音在这个地方真的很难。
So, evangelizing a place like this is obviously very difficult.
但是虽然我们有可能会碰到好多问题，我们已经学习一个重要功课。
But even though we know that we're going to encounter many problems, we've already learned the most important lesson.
上帝的恩典是够你用的，因为他的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
我们一起来低头祷告。天父上帝，我们感谢你，虽然每个人在这里，包括传教士都有罪的心，有很多软弱，但是你很有力量。我们感谢你，透过软弱的人，你愿意分享你的爱，你愿意改变人的心。谢谢你在台湾这十年，你已经建立一个教会，我们真的。感谢赞美你，我们也感谢你给我们 CSDBC 来好多年支持我们，祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。